Fuck your political identity.
Do I have your attention?
Let's go.
What? Oh, wait, it's October 26th. It's Monday, 9:30 in the morning. It has been a while since I've been here, guys. Welcome back to the Hot Talk Life. We took a week off. We had some unfortunate events that happened in my personal life that got me retrospectively thinking. It took me down this whole memory lane of thoughts, memories, ideas, so much, man. I haven't been really sleeping too well. Had a lot of, like, real flooded. But welcome back to Monday morning before we adult. I hope that the intro got your attention. And in the intro, man, I said, fuck your political identity. And I'm certain, right? Somebody's going to be like, wow, I'm triggered. Well, that's good, because I want to ask the question today, Monday, as you're moping around with that hashtag fuck Mondays attitude, who are you, right? Who are some of these people? Where did people go? Where did you go? Where is your personality? Where is it? Where is your identity? It's wrapped up in some fucking potty, huh?
Well, I'm a Democrat.
Cool, man. Cool. But who are you? And it's been bugging me. It's really been bugging me, especially when I started doing this nostalgia trip that this event in my life had me looking back, right? And see, I've always had some friends that were highly political or how would I want to call it? Wrapped up, right? Wrapped up. And even at a young age, they were wrapped up. And I'm kind of analyzing where their life has gone and what kind of substance that has brought them to their life. I mean, I look at, their social medias and some of their stuff and, you know, standing on a pedestal, screaming about shit. I think some of these people are no better off than they were when they were 18, 19 years old, because they never really delve into, like, you know, their own personal exemplification, right? You can't really tell who they are by looking at them, because as soon as you walk up to them, you're like, hey, man, how you doing?
Oh, well, the fucking Democrats.
It's like, holy shit, I gotta go. And that some of these people have been this way for 10, 15 years. It's crazy. And I know I don't get into politics too much, but I do get into people. And this is a weird time that we live in, once a year here in America, where people just fucking forget who they are, right? They just abandon ship. They just start pulling out their political flag, and it's all gone. It's all to the wayside. It gets into these tumultuous times where I like to look back at the way and I've even seen some of these people switch sides. Now, that in itself is quite interesting. We all have friends that like to pick the winning team, right? Like, he'll have a Colts jersey on, right? He's the most diehard Colts. But when they lose, he's cheering on fucking New England. And it ain't no different. Guys, listen to me, okay? It ain't no different. You're seeing it. It's everywhere. It's around you. You know, you want to take COVID. You want to take all this. You've seen the people flip-flopping. You've seen them switch sides, man. They were like, oh, my God, this is just the worst thing to happen since, well, I don't know, the last worst thing that happened. And then they flip, right? They flip because of social pressures, the fears, the things start to play on them. And then they start to actually think, and retrospectively, they start to look at things, and they're like, well, it's a hoax. I don't give a shit what your personal belief is on it. I'm talking about that flip-flop, right? I think that flip-flop is truly happening a lot in society right now due to lack of identity. See, now more than ever, we have ways to express ourselves on a larger platform, right? Go ask your grandparents. Or, you know, remember when your uncle or somebody passed by, or passed away, not passed by, passed away. People would say things about them, right? Well, he was a hard worker. You know, Jimmy, he never beat his wife. Like, well, good, but, you know, people would say those things, and that's how you knew, right? That respect, you knew somebody was a good person due to their actions, not to their signaling, right? They couldn't signal on social media back then. Now, I know some people say, well, shine with the times, bro. You know, this isn't back then anymore. And that's true. But you also see that it's changing the way people inherently describe who they are. Because now we're just a keystroke away from being the most vile or the most positive of person, right? But the problem is a lot of that is an identity crisis. And you know it's fucking right. Because you see it around you all the time, man. You see it when you start to load up your social media and, you know, and things of that nature. You know, let's take the kids right now. You know, with the school change and everything. Zoom and Skype and, you know, I remember back when they took cursive out of school, right? It was a big fucking deal. Parents were fucking losing their cookies. I remember, oh my God, how are they going to sign their name? That's a good point. But we also have facial recognition now. And, you know, people were forging signatures back then anyway. So people can forge your facial recognition now. But see, they just want to shit on it. They want to take away. They want to hold on to what used to be. They don't want to innovate. And I think that is part of that identity thing, you know, where older generations held to a standard in day-to-day, you know, meetings, interactions, stuff like that, to where that's what showed their identity. It wasn't a bunch of strokes on a keyboard. It wasn't how many times you posted MAGA or BLM or any one of those other types of associations that you can get down with nowadays. Most of them have three letters too. That's kind of ironic too, but you know, anyway, that's besides the point. Is they had an identity, and sure, does it align constantly with what's going on in the world? No, but at least they had a fucking identity. You know, and they proved it every day in actions, not in keyboard strokes. See, I'm not shitting on tech, man. I love technology. And as a matter of fact, politics have a place, and a lot of these things have a place in our lives, right? They're all relevant. But what's even more relevant to me is people. And I just feel like people are really fucking losing their identity over this shit. They're losing it. I don't know who they are. I don't know if they call him Joe or if I call him Republican. You see what I'm saying? And you run into this a lot. I just ran into it this morning where I posted something on Instagram and somebody had come back with a political comment. And I'm just like, Jesus fucking Christ. Are you serious? I don't know. We live in more and more of an automated society, so maybe it just goes to show that people are becoming automated, right? You write a tweet or you post something on Facebook. It fucking baffles me and will always baffle me. Ladies and gentlemen, people of HTL, why do people read a tweet or post? Not for the words, not for what you're trying to say, but because of what they want to hear. See, they will mold the fucking narrative. Is that an identity crisis? What's going on here? What is going on? Is that an identity crisis? Is that like, so you could say the brown fox jumped over the fence, right? And right away, somebody will mold that into some type of weapon or bullshit. And you listen to this, you're probably thinking, now how could you post it on the fucking internet? You'll see. Somebody will turn it into something political or something racist or sexist or this-ism or that-ism or ist. And it's really disheartening sometimes when I get onto social, because I like social media. I like being able to have conversations, but conversations are becoming destroyed. Because people want, I think people really genuinely want to be heard, right? When it comes to their opinion, their view, their social alignment, some sort of, people want to be able to talk about their fears or their successes. But they're being struck down in so many different ways now because of the, I don't know how to say it, fucking keyboard warriors, you know, that want to turn everything into something, you know, for more clicks or likes or whatever. And it's doing something to people's identities. It is. And you fucking know it. You fucking see it every day. I know you see it every day. If you don't see it, you hear it. You understand what I'm saying? You hear it in the mannerisms and the way people talk to each other. Conversations are getting shorter, person to person. They're not as what I would like to call fruitful, where talking about, let's just pick cars and a love for cars. You could sit around a garage and listen to two mechanics talk about different types of engines and all this other type of jazz. And, you know, I'm not a mechanic, so I can't really get too detailed in, but, you know, they're fucking with a carburetor and this and that. But I was recently at a garage. I had my vehicle looked at. There was only one topic in that room, and it was politics. There's so much more that we are losing by only talking about specific topics, right? So we aim to break that shit here. I'm going to show you a little bit more about my identity, about who I am and what made me. And then, after, what? Jesus, this fucking thing, I swear to God. All right, yeah, let me take this. It's not going to stop calling. All right, we're back. Now, I might have lost some of you guys in that first segment, right? There's going to be a lot of people that are like, you know what? Fuck this shit, I'm out. You know what I mean? But if you stuck it out this long, here is why I led into that first half so thickly on identity, politics, personal and social alignments. You know, stuff like that is, the reason is I recently ran a tweet, right? And I expected maybe 2, 3, 4 people to get back, not 32. 32 individuals, maybe around, right around 32, 35, depends. There's a couple that are still on the fence because they're just like, meh. That's fine. That's cool. I'm not dog shitting on them, okay? Get through your head. But I did that because I had asked if people would like to do some collaborations. If people would like to, come on, do a little bit more of the hard talk life. And here is why, okay? If you stuck with me this long, identity, this identity theft, right? I feel like if we can get some people on here to tell not just myself, but for themselves about some of the events that have shaped some of these people to become who they've become, you know, that we see on social media or we see on streams or that we hear on other podcasts or media, YouTube, stuff like that. Maybe we can become to get some sort of understanding as to how they've got to where they've got. You know, there's some folks that are on Twitter that will say, well, I don't fuck with him because he's too outspoken. Maybe he's outspoken for a reason. See, she's too positive all the time. Fucking sunshines and rainbows. Well, maybe she's that way for a reason. And I think this opportunity will allow some folks to share with us in a conversational sense, right? In a story sense, other than some audio and some visuals, just standing alone, right? In a streaming sense, in a YouTube sense, and maybe just sitting and listening, you know, with one of the senses that I hold so dear to myself is the ability to fucking listen with your ears. Because you can tell a lot about someone's voice and the way they carry it. So this is going to aim to be a platform later and along the lines. I'm not quite sure which day we'll do it. I am going to be reaching out to some of these fine folks to try to, you know, get it started. You know, get the ball rolling here. I got the list down. Unfortunately, the day after I sent that tweet, somebody passed away. That was a tricky one. But, you know, it throws things back. And, you know, I took 6 days off. I took 6 days off because I was working through a lot. And I believe that this next path for the podcast and talking with some of these individuals is going to be healthy not only for myself as a learning experience, but for the people that are going to be taking part. So thank you for, you know, each one of those people that reached out, replied to the tweet. Okay. I forgot about you. Just going through some shit. And we will continue that path and process because of that identity theft. Because I would like to give people the opportunity to teach me, right? To tell me a fucking story. What, Poots? I don't know. She's like, you're yelling again. I know, Poots. Like, why the fuck are you yelling? Yeah, so, I mean, that's what the beginning of this podcast was about. And why I was so heavy on the identity theft and in the direction that we're going to be going into, you know, besides the regular shows. Tuesday is going to be a heavy one. It's going to be something I don't think I've ever really said out loud. Again, that's kind of the point, is I'm kind of delving into a lot of past experiences so people can understand the things that have shaped me into the person that you might see me telling jokes or being a loudmouth. The way I carry myself now and how that's become. And I think that's a very important direction for the podcast to stay true to form. Stay true to form, little poots. Meow. Little Chunky. She's been a sweetheart lately. It snowed all day yesterday, boy. She sat in the window and she was having a good time. She's trying to attack all the flakes that are hitting the window. She's doing this little dance. And if you've ever seen Poots, if not, let me explain this cat to you, okay? Her feet are like 4 inches. Her belly is like 14 inches, okay? Overall length, maybe a foot, maybe 9 to 10 inches long. Tail, another 3 inches, you know? So it's like a bowling ball with ears, right? Or as someone so eloquently had pointed out before, she's got a Twinkie tail. Because her tail is literally like a Twinkie. So, I mean, it's the perfect reference. Like a Twinkie tail, little poots. Her eye cold's getting a little bit better. It comes and goes. Last 2 days has been really good. And then today, her eyes are just all mangled out again. She's got some sort of eye infection. She's taking medication. You know. We're working on it. We're working on it. Ran to the store yesterday, you know, during that snowstorm, and I got the door for somebody. You guys heard me talk about this before, but you know what? I got to tell you, there's a special place in fucking the afterlife. So these assholes that don't say thank you, just a fucking thank you. I'm not looking for much, okay? You had your hands full. You got fucking milk and eggs and bread and Cheetos and all this other shit in your hands. And I'm like, oh, here, let me get that for you. Just walk dead ass by you. Happened on the way in, happened on the way out. Identity crisis. People are scared, man. People are genuinely scared. There's so much cultivation of fear right now. Fuck your fear. You know, and I don't mean like your fear, as in your fears are not valid. Fuck the sale and manipulation of fear. That's my Monday thought. To hell with it, okay? Just fucking population control is happening right now. Listen to me. Let's grab some tinfoil. Let's put it on my head. No, you can hear it. You can hear it in basic conversation right now. Everybody's genuinely scared. They're scared of a social collapse. They're scared of their health and well-being. They're scared of so many different things right now because the sale and consumption of fear is so high right now. God, it's so high. If you can monetize fear, which is happening, you are one fucking rich son of a bitch. I'm on one today, guys. As you can tell, I'm amped up. I'm ready to go. We got a few projects I got to work on today. Let's see, what did I got to get done? I know I wrote a list around here somewhere. I got to write a list. I got to write shit down. See, if I don't have somebody helping me to remember, I forget. I know I got to go. I got to start some laundry, right? I got to get that out of the way. I got this week off. We got laid off. Yeah, so I got next fucking 9 days off or whatever it is. So I want to get the laundry out of the way. Get all that work clothes from last week and all that squared away. What else did I have to do? I know I got to go to the store for something. There's so much. Oh, I was going to play a little Red Dead. I don't know. I haven't played it on the PC yet. Imagine that. I did play it on the Xbox, though. It was pretty dope. But I'm probably going to play a little bit of that. And maybe have some conversations with some folks. I don't know. Maybe call somebody and just fucking sit around and talk. Had a couple people come over this weekend I hadn't seen in a while. That was dope. If you guys are listening, thank you for coming by, spending some time having some pizza and a couple cold brews. Yeah. Played a little Mafia last night. Finished that game in one fucking day. That was good. But yeah, I'm off topic again. See? Jesus. I need an assistant or something. Just be like, nope, you're on step two. Keep it fucking moving here. Because
I get distracted.
I don't know. There is a list floating around here somewhere, some sort of sticky note. It has like 15 things on it. I just don't know what the hell they are. Oh, well, I hope you had a good weekend, and I hope you had a good break. Yeah, while I was gone. Hope things kind of moved a little bit for you guys. In a not-so-fearful sense, maybe you found some sort of solace in today's tumultuous world. Little disclaimer at the end. I don't give a shit about your politics. I don't give a fuck what party you align with. Okay? Not here to debate shit like that. So, save it. Okay?
Fucking save it!
I'm not here to say that you're wrong and that I'm only right when it comes to those alignments. However, I will debate the lack of identity and the identity theft that is happening from all angles, from social to political to commercial. And identity theft, and our aim here in part of these next upcoming episodes, we aim to give back that identity to some people that have been muted or suppressed, right? We want to learn about them. Because we are constantly on a journey. We are constantly lost souls searching for any type of enrichment, nourishment, things to improve our lives. Through the tough times, how we've overcame those tough times, and maybe we can learn something from each other. So thank you for hanging in throughout the duration of the podcast. I got a lot of love for you guys, man. You got a lot of you guys have came back. We've had a lot of conversations, actual conversations about things that I've covered or things that I've talked about. It's not always a rant and a rave, but sometimes it has a purpose. And so do you. I hope you find today's purpose. You crush the shit out of it. And don't let that fear get into you, okay? Be who you are for the reasons you find other than what people are telling you to. You understand what I'm saying? In your heart of hearts, in your soul, find it. Peace, love, and chicken grease, guys. And as always, be good to yourself. Just be good to others. And if somebody gets the door for you, say fucking thank you. It's just a little respect. I don't know. It goes a long way. Later.